Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Grocers are betting you'll be doing less shopping in the produce aisle and more shopping on the company's app. Wall Street Journal reporter Jaewon Kang will explain how grocery companies are spending millions on building new warehouses to fulfill online orders fast. First, some money and market news you should know. PayPal is suing the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over the agency's new regulations for prepaid payment cards. The rule requires that those cards that allow users to load funds directly without having a bank account must cover fraud and unauthorized charges. But the agency is also extending those rules to digital wallets, and PayPal is not happy. The company argues that digital payment tools such as PayPal, Venmo, and Google Pay are fundamentally different from prepaid cards, and the new rule could hamper their ability to offer credit products to consumers. For example, the regulation bans consumers from linking a credit card to a digital wallet for the first 30 days after they acquire the card.
From Connecticut to California, from Mississippi to Minnesota, millions of American businesses are using Google tools to grow online. The Grow with Google initiative supports small businesses by providing free digital skills workshops and one-on-one coaching in all 50 states, helping businesses get online, connect with new customers, and work more productively. Learn more at google.com/grow. That's google.com/grow.
Grocers have been late to the e-commerce game, but in the era of order it now, need it now, the nation's largest stores are spending millions of dollars on warehouses used to fulfill online orders. But can grocers fill online orders fast enough? Wall Street Journal reporter Jaewon Kang joins us to explain. So Jaewon, which grocers are taking this step of building small fulfillment centers?
A bunch of them are looking to build smaller warehouses that are either inside their stores or nearby. Albertsons is making a pretty big push to do that, as are Walmart and some of the regional chains like Meijer's.
Now, these fulfillment centers are expensive, but do the grocers see upside in the online grocery business?
Absolutely. So figuring out grocery delivery has become really critical for food retailers that are searching for new areas of growth, and grocers are making bets to make sure that they're well positioned for the future.
Who is their main competition in the online grocery space?
Amazon obviously is becoming a bigger and bigger player in the food delivery space, particularly after acquiring Whole Foods 3 years ago. And for the most part, they're honestly kind of competing against each other to make sure that they're capturing as many consumers as possible as people become or open to ordering food online.
So why have food retailers been slower than others to embrace e-commerce?
Yeah, for the most part, I mean, you know, consumers still want to go to physical grocery stores to check out how fresh, you know, their produce is, you know, what their meat sort of look like. And for that reason, food has been a little bit slower to adapt to all of these changes compared to some of the other categories like electronics, books, and even apparel.
Is there a difference in how much consumers purchase when they're in the store versus home delivery?
So far, research indicates that people spend more in the stores compared to when they're just purely ordering online. But I think a lot of retailers are sort of anticipating that number to increase as delivery becomes more common.
A lot of these big fulfillment centers being built will be offering next day delivery. But is that fast enough for what consumers want?
Definitely not. I think a lot of people are learning to, you know, expect their food to get delivered within an hour or 2 hours. You know, in other parts of the world, like Europe especially, next day delivery has kind of become the norm. But in the U.S., the move is definitely shifting towards same day delivery.
But smaller grocers are taking a different route than the larger grocers to serve customers.
Smaller players, whether they're regional or local, simply just don't have the capital, you know, that's needed to build out these warehouses and fulfillment centers. So what they're doing is partnering with third-party services providers like Instacart that can handle everything for them.
For the larger grocery stores, does building the fulfillment centers relieve some space issues inside the larger stores?
Absolutely. So by having, you know, a warehouse inside their stores or nearby, that just kind of eliminates the need for them to send their own workers or, pickers from third-party services companies like Instacart, and it should just, you know, give them more space in the stores.
Also, J1, have the grocers found success with curbside delivery to consumers?
You know, it's still early days, but what we've seen so far is some consumers, you know, prefer just going to the stores and picking up their food themselves instead of waiting at home where they're given, you know, an hour slot for someone to come and drop their orders off. So in some chains, curbside pickup is growing at a much faster rate than home delivery, which is also beneficial since it tends to be less capital intensive.
That's where somebody would make an order online and then drive to the store themselves and pick it up.
Yes, exactly.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter J1 Kang joining us. J1, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.